very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour of today's show here on this Tuesday, December 9th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network, and as always, Ian Murphy, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, I get notifications of every new YouTube video that you post. I got an alert, I clicked on it, and it appeared that you were doing a kind of a legal update, may have been in your vehicle, I don't think you were in your studio there, but you were doing a legal update about all these different laws and what you're going through. Explain to the audience basically what you were doing in that video.
Yeah, so tomorrow, Wednesday, December 10th at 11 a.m., my attorney and I will be down in Lansing in the Court of Appeals, down in the Capitol. Now, 5 years after the fact, we're still battling a couple of these statutes that a couple were used against me, but a couple also were pointed out by Judge Hunter in our first win back in 2022, all the way back in January 13th of 2022, when he gave us that first ruling that these laws were unconstitutional. And in that ruling, he basically said that there are other laws, other statutes that may suffer, quote, may suffer this same fatal flaw. And the fatal flaw is that the language in the original law, 2253, which is the big one, that one said the health director may limit the gathering of people for any purpose and may establish procedures, unquote. The judge here in Otsego County now twice has found that law to be too ambiguous, right? It needs better guardrails. So I always say the legislature passed a law that says the speed limit on I-75 is 75 miles an hour, not a reasonable speed. Does that make sense?
Sure.
So that's what we're asking for, is five more statutes. Two of them were also used against me, but there's others in there that have ambiguous language, like what imminent danger means, what a condition on the premises means, what a health director reasonably believes. Again, all of these things were used against me because they had language in them that were broadly interpreted. Now, I always try and remember or remind people that the Iron Pig never once had a case of COVID-19 or even a contact trace. Yet, my liquor license was suspended for 90 days. My restaurant was closed. They threatened me with jail time, all using these laws with the meandering language that allowed them to create a, quote, condition on the premises, when in fact the only condition was my non-compliance. There were no active cases of COVID. There was, you know, these laws are meant for when there is a foodborne illness in my restaurant or any place that has a food license. Sure. That's what those are meant for, not for an imminent danger. They need to further explain what an imminent danger is, or if there is a disease, they need to explain the X amount of percentage over the norm of the flu, if it were something like that. So I'm going to Lansing tomorrow with my attorney to get further clarification on five more of these statutes, and if I have it my way, they will all be ruled unconstitutional as well.
Well, the problem I have, and you pointed it out very well in that video, the ambiguity. The language is so ambiguous, and it's not specific. And I want to continue on that thought when we get back from the break, because your arguments, as far as I'm concerned, is exactly all due to this ambiguity. And I want to talk about that in the laws. Short break. We're going to hold Ian through. Words from our other sponsors. We'll be right back.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break, Ian Murphy. Ian is attorney. David Delaney will be down at the Court of Appeals down in Lansing tomorrow. Ian, this is the problem I have. I've read the statutes. I've seen specifically the words that you pointed out in that video. I mean, you are reading right from the statutes. Reasonably, the director can determine. There's no science. There's no true explanation. The bills have so much ambiguity and interpretation as to what they could do potentially with these laws against us. That's basically what your entire lawsuits are all about.
100%. That is exactly it. Because as we see with our other case against the Michigan Public Service Commission, that was a order written by an agency based on a law passed by the legislature. So they took the legislative act that was passed and signed, and then they interpreted this order. That's what happened with the Department of Health and Human Services, with what Whitmer now has admitted in an interview last week was very little or, quote, bad information. So from the top down, the state health director, Dr. Jonah Khaldun, all these people put out this, quote, information that filtered down to the local health department. So you had a state health department director and a local health department director that had the exact same statute to work from. They're unelected people. They're bureaucrats that are appointed. Now, here in Otsego County, we had a hell of a time removing our health director and had to go through an entire process. Ottawa County went through the same issue. But this is the crux of the whole thing, is when the legislature passes a law, or should I say writes a law, they need more specificity. Safety and welfare is riddled in administrative law everywhere. The school mask mandates were built on the idea that principals and teachers were there to protect the safety and welfare of the students by putting masks on them. We all know the detrimental effects of what masking children did and is still doing. This is the problem. All of these laws, 2251, 2451, 2455, 5201, 5203, every single one of these has meandering language. Now, can we get extreme specificity in some of these things? No. Why? Because these govern public health policy. Now, there could be a bazillion different things, and this also is the problem. Judge Hunter pointed out what an epidemic or pandemic is, and he said right now there's a pandemic of vaping products in the hands of high school kids, of children. That's an epidemic. At what point does a health director say, this is an epidemic, therefore we're going to put the high school on lockdown and make every child go through a metal detector and a body scan? Like, this is the degree to which health directors can extrapolate this language. So what we want to do is put a glove on this and say, listen, they need more guardrails on these things. And the larger picture here also is, during this time, and of course, the Michigan Public Service Commission with what they're doing with Public Act 233 is also the same situation, where one branch of government is usurping power from the other. Again, in this case, it's the executive branch writing law. And everybody knows, that's a seventh grader older, should know, The three branches of government don't get to do the job of the other branches. That's what our vesting clauses argument is, and that's essentially what we won on 2-3 years ago. I say 2-3 years ago because we've had two wins. One was 22, one was 23. Here sure. we are back 2 years later in 25. So this is, and people are like, why is this on appeal? Because I'm a crazy person, and we appealed our own win. He gave us the win with the local statute, but didn't address these five other statutes. So we appealed to the Court of Appeals to say, hey, fellas, and one gal, take a look at this, because we also believe that these are a problem as well. And we need to remove that power. That's really the problem, Randy, is the power is still available for somebody to abuse 5 years later. Nobody has done anything. The legislature has done nothing. Nobody has done anything to rein in this power, and we feel like we're the only ones that have that magic bullet.
Well, see, and on that point, the executive branch being able to use these declaratory rulings within these bureaucratic agencies and, like you say, basically rewrite the law or manipulate the law to their agenda. Here's my problem, and I thank God for you doing this along with David Delaney, your attorney, this year, and now even being at the end of the year, potentially going into an appeal all the way to the Michigan Supreme Court. I'm concerned about next year's elections. Mm-hmm. Jocelyn Benson, our Secretary of State, is running for governor. The governor of the state, Whitmer, is term limited out. We've got a major, major election happening November of 2026. Remember what they did to us basically for the November 2020 election? Remember right. these mandates? Remember, I went down, I had been trained to be a poll challenger. After I did my show, I got in my Yukon, I drove to the roof of Cobo Hall. I pulled an all-nighter the night of the election. I saw with my own eyes the election fraud due to us all having to wear masks. We had to stand 6 feet away from the poll books. We couldn't look at the screens. We couldn't look at the ballots. We couldn't do our job as poll challengers. And if nothing changes, they could basically redo November 2020 election mandates again November 26th unless they are stopped from using these laws the way that they've already proven to us they did back in November 2020.
That's exactly right. You're 100% right. And if that were to happen again, let's play this scenario out, right? So at some point, there's some sort of public health emergency where they would try and do this again. And we have won in court. Even let's say we won at the Supreme Court, had all seven in total of these statutes knocked away. What the governor, whomever the governor is, whether it's Democrat or Republican, what they have access to is the Emergency Management Act. Now, that virtually allows the governor to lock down the state, but for no more than 30 days. They then have to turn to, the executive branch, has to turn to the legislature, and the legislature, our elected representatives, have to come together and allow that Emergency Management Act to go on for another 15 days or another 30 days. Whitmer violated that in April of 2020, still has never been held accountable, but that is the apparatus that is supposed to be used in an emergency situation. All of us up here in northern Michigan know when we get a snowstorm and the police or the road commission come out and say, hey, you need to stay off the roads, it's unsafe, you can actually get a ticket when they do that. That is the local version of the Emergency Management Act coming into play, saying, hey, you need to get off the roads. We sure. saw it here during the tornado in the spring, the ice storm in the springtime here. Late get March. Off the roads. Yep. If you're caught on the road, you'll get a ticket. You're supposed to be in home, sheltered in place. That's the Emergency Management Act, only 30 days, but then you have to go back to the elected representatives to get more time. She never once did that.
Yes, never justified it. Yep. Now, the other component to this is the main reason why I think it needs to be fought now is because if they get away with this, these laws are always expandable. If you know anything about Michigan's history and legislation, we never get rid of any laws in this state. We've got more laws on the books than any other state in the entire country of the United States. And I didn't know if you knew that or not. The reason for it is they don't get rid of laws. They amend them. They expand them. They alter them. And if these laws are left to be unchallenged constitutionally, they could always expand these in the future and take even more of our rights away.
Yeah, and that's a very excellent point, too, that a lot of people overlook. And ironically or unironically, that actually did happen with one of these health statutes. Most of these are from the early to mid-70s. But during the pandemic, in order to control some of the things at nursing homes, they did amend one of these health statutes and added on a nursing home sort of addendum yes. to one of these laws. So you're absolutely correct. 100%, that's exactly what they do. They don't ever want to take them away. They just want to amend them or keep adding more and more layers. And that really is why Michigan is sort of in the dumper, is because of all this bureaucratic nonsense that's in the way. We've got, and this is the conversation I have with AG candidates, the governor candidates that come through the restaurant when we have talks. We have got to repeal some of these things. We've got to get the administrative state out of the way and let Michigan thrive again. And this is where it starts, is going and saying, listen, you guys are writing bad laws. These are from the 70s, but you're still writing bad laws right now in the legislature. And I will tell any legislator to their face, I don't have a problem with that. People got to remember, they work for us, not the other way around. Stop kissing their feet. Hold them to account. Every single one of them, Democrat, Republican, independent, doesn't matter who they are. They work for us. They're paid with our tax dollars. They're supposed to go to Lansing and do what we ask. In my opinion, they really haven't been. And again, I have no problem telling any of them that.
Right. Directly to their face. I've heard you do it. Well, the thing of it is, this is critical. Obviously, this is going to be down in Lansing, so a lot of our people, you know, with the snow and all the things happening, they're not going to be able to go down there. I don't think it's open to the public anyway, but the problem is if this panel hears your arguments, is there any kind of timeline David Delaney's given you that they have so many days to come up with their answer? What's the timing of all this?
No, I mean, that's a great question, and I asked David the other day when we had our conference about Wednesday. There is no real discernible timeline for them to hand down a ruling. Coming into the holiday season makes it sort of interesting. 5 years removed from this situation, there isn't the sense of urgency that there was 3-4 years ago.
Sure.
But I do know specifically that the lead justice in this case is very interested in these arguments. David has been before him on mask mandate cases out of Petoskey. We had two of them there. So we are familiar with two of the three justices. They are familiar with our arguments. The lead justice may have his opinion already written, which is not uncommon, but it will be online. Court of Appeals does broadcast. I believe they do also have a YouTube page as well. I have not been told that it's closed to the public. So it should be open to the public, but again, I don't know how many people they'll be letting in. But regardless, 11 o'clock tomorrow, Wednesday, December 10th, we'll be down in Lansing to get these arguments heard. I'm excited about this panel of judges, too. I think we've got some good judges.
Good. Well, then, of course, next Tuesday, you'll be giving us a field report and letting us know how it goes.
You bet.
We need to talk about the Iron Pig. What's happening there? What's going on? You're getting a lot of snowmobilers. What do you want people to do?
Man, we've got about 4 feet of snow over here in Gaylord already. Oh, we're having problems moving the snow.